Kaisel Kaira Amar Hidar Kaisel. You talk about Kaisla. Okay, so
this is Kuf.
We have Kuf Tess on the base.
Okay, so
the Kechal. We're going back over here to the Kechal. We're returning to the Sugi of the Kechal, the order of the animal, okay? The Kechal, if you want to eat the udder of the animal.
What would you normally think? What would you think in a svara?
What?
An udder.
An udder?
Yeah, what would you think in a svara?
In a svara should be usher, it's pas b'cholof. No? You would think that it's not shach the kasher because it's pas b'cholof. Okay, so you have the udder, you have an animal.
Oh, yeah,
we
spoke about
the udder of the animal. So if the blessed person wants to eat the meat, so what do you do? So it still says in the Mishnah.
So, one second, how many lines from the bottom?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines. 12 lines before it gets white. 14 lines from the bottom. Okay, yes. So it says that if you want to eat, the kechal. Person wants to eat the kechal of the animal, so you're supposed to rip it. You're supposed to rip it apart to cut it. You have to do a couple of things. It says karo includes a whole collection of things. You have to cut it shesive edif. You have to cut it vertically and horizontally, and you have to go.
Says rip it or cut it? He says rip it.
That's the question. The question of here is what exactly is karo? When it says karo, we want to know what is the meaning of the word karo. That's the mark. Ketzad karo. When it says in the Mishnah that you have to rip it apart, what is the technique? What exactly is involved in the technique of Kara? So it says in the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, and Kara, you should see there, we're talking because we have three things. You cut it vertically, horizontally, you have to go and you have to rub it against the wall. In order to extract all of the milk, there's milk absorbed in the different the kechal, the udder. Back to the udder. Okay. So you have to cut it. Chassis, the edif.
By the way, you know, this is a true story. A woman came in.
You have to rub against the wall. You have to do three things. You have to cut it in two
directions. You have to rub it to the wall.
Yes, rub against the wall in order to extract the milk.
That's the only technique, by rubbing in the wall. Why can't you?
Three things. That's what it says. There's a collection of milk inside the cavities. The cavities of the boss.
Didn't you say you have to salt? No, not salt.
Yeah, no, salt is the boss. Salting is not salting.
So that's only for blood.
Blood. The milk, you have to go shesi, the edif, and talk because the mercy story. I'm going to be l'shamei karali v'ana echal. He told the sir, I want you to cut it for me, and I will eat it. In other words, do it before you roast it. So over here, Rashi says, let's talk to all the Rashi. Rashi over here says, the tochoy ba koysel, koyvshoy biyadov, lekoysel kadesh she yisochet chalboy, kirali, kichol kodim she titzlenu vano echol. You have to roast it. Okay, the technique over here is roasting. Before you roast, you have to slice and dice, rub against the wall. That's all he told him to do. The kirali vano echol. Period.
Kaf should be other means grab it in your hands.
It means to press it.
To press against the wall.
Next. On my kamashman. What's he telling us? We know this already. When he told him, his servant, I want you kirali vane echol, he was telling me, I do not hold of the bride, so that says you have to go cut it shesi v'erif. It is sufficient to take the kachal and rub it, to press it against the wall. So it says the kirali, that's what it is. Kirali vane echol. What?
You didn't even tell him press it. So
what is kirali? Kirali means what?
Rip it.
So what is it? So Rashi over here is telling us kachal, the Gemara is here teaching us what's the chesh, because we don't know what it means. So kirali means all three. So the Gemara is saying, no, when he told him kirali, what he meant to say was, the only thing I want you to do is to press it, to rub it against the wall, that is sufficient for the meat to release.
So what does kirali mean?
Rashi. No, the Gemara says this. Look at the Gemara. Kirali, go and take the kechal, do kara,
to tear it,
v'ano echol, and I will eat it. My kamash milan, what's the chiddush? Masnif is the Mishnah. Hakamash one, the loy be'enan shesiv eiru v'tocha b'koysel. You don't need all three. You don't need all three. Even kara, even toch b'koysel. Look at Rashi. Rashi is kirali, kechal. Oh, so I didn't say it correctly. I made a mistake. Look at the Rashi. Rashi's coming to explain. You don't need all three Hakam Ashlan. Karina Be'ebelm is going, Oy Shisi Oy Erif. One or the other. Lefi Shacholov Hanoitiv Yetzi Lamata Umishiyot Saharihu Cholov Lechazar. The Loy Boy Shisi Ve'ediv Ela Likidero. Ah, not so simple here. When it comes to Tzli.
You learning the Rashi now?
I'm learning the Rashi. When it comes to roasting, then you only need to do one or the other. When you do one or the other, that is sufficient to cause the milk.
The roasting will take
out. It's going to fall into the fire. No, he's saying more than that. He's saying a little bit different. Rashi, that when you go and you cut one or the other, so that it causes it to fall out. And where does it go into the fire? When we learn that you have to have both. Should see the aid of the roast, because when you cook, there. If you don't get it out. If you don't get it out, then it's going to always be there. When you're going to cook it in the pot, then you're going to be cooking it in its own milk. So he's saying the yisoid is, if you just do shisi or erev, the milk now is ready to come out. It does not necessarily mean that it comes out. It doesn't matter. If you're doing tzli, so when you're going to add heat, right away it's going to come out, and where does it go? It goes into the fire. It's gone. So you don't have to get it out. Doing shisi or erev is enough to cause it to be on the verge of coming out. And then when you put on the roast, then the heat's going to cause to draw out the milk, and where will
the
milk go? But when it comes to cooking, with there, it's not enough to go and have the milk become on the verge of it coming. You have to mamish extract it, the real deal. You got to get it out. Because if you don't get it out when you're going to cook it, it's going to be cooking in its own milk. Weiter.
So what does it say? Or shisi or erev? I thought it goes together. Shisi or erev.
That's exactly it. That's exactly the point. It depends when, what you're using it for. If you're taking the meat for roasting, if that's your goal, you do not need to do all three. It's enough just to do one or the other. Shisi or erev. Shisi is vertical. Erev is horizontal. One or the other. And you don't need to do talk for Christ
alone. Shisi is only when you cook it.
When you cook it, then you need to do all three.
Which all three?
I got it. And tachbukhaisal.
Yeah, I got it.
But when it comes to roasting, you don't need to do all three. Just doing one is enough. And
that's the reason why he left it out. He didn't tell the Shabbos only.
That's the krali vana echol. I will eat it immediately. Just do shesi without erev.
Or erev and not.
That without shesi. Right. And now right away you can roast it. Rashi explains the
lumbus.
And
then roast it, yeah.
Rashi explains the lumbus. Lumbus is if you're going to do shesi with erev. So the milk that's captured inside the cavities of this piece of meat, it comes to the edge of the meat. So do you need to extract it? Well, if you're going to roast it, you don't need to extract, because when you will roast it, the heat will naturally draw the milk out, and when it's drawn out, it goes into the fire. But when it comes to cooking, when it's going to get drawn out, where will it go? Into the pot. It goes into the pot, and then it cooks in its own milk, which is awesome. Right. Amr le Yalta le Benachma. This is a famous Gemara. Yalta.
Yeah, Yalta.
Yalta. Amr le Yalta le Benachma. Michti kol da
asalam. Yalta is a person, a male?
A woman. Put the Gemara in the chair now. You say the word Yalta, and men are going to go sugar. They're talking about women. Gewalt, woman. Amr le Yalta le Benachma. Michti, let's see. Kol da asalam, Rachman, Neshra, Lon, Chavos. Anything that the Torah prohibits us.
Does
it matter elsewhere?
Asalon,
for example, where do we have a head to the boss of the chalav? Asalon, demand. Torah says you're not allowed to eat, drink blood, but the Torah allows us the liver. Liver is a common blood.
Yeah.
Right? Sholon Kavda. Nida, man is not only born in an Isha Nida, but is it called Dam Toihar? When a woman is Yoledes, she gives birth. So for the first 7 days, she is Tomei. And then 33 days, she is tar. And the cave of 14 days, she is tummy. 66 days.
It's mamela.
Blood.
So what?
It's dam.
So mamela.
That blood, that's dam mutter. So that dam, even the woman after day 7, by a zacha, from day 7 and for the next 33 days, even if she releases blood.
Yeah.
So the husband is permitted to be with her.
I know. Well, I was about to tell you. Usually they say about 6 weeks.
Today,
6 weeks, they say.
You'll get married. You'll know the halachas.
Yeah, but you, how come it's also 6 weeks?
It's chumus midrabanan.
Because blood is today blood. What's so any funny? Blood is awesome. Any blood is awesome.
Why is it today different than back then?
Noshim noyig baatzman. Afilu tibas dam kichado. Yoishu love ki ki.
We have that already.
So therefore, noshim olamachem bezman as zevaiter. Weiter, als dann das schon noch niederdam teuer next niederdam teuer gele noch next gele behema gele gaia. Why you can't have neither nieder you can't have next gele behema gele gaia. So the gele behema is the gele gaia's mother gazir. Yes, gele gaia of course mother.
No, I never tasted it.
Okay, chazir, Rabbi Sai is awesome. You're not allowed to eat chazir.
But the brain of a certain
the brain
fish.
Of shibuta, the shibuta.
What kind of fish is that?
Some people eat it.
Boicha de shibuta's mutter. Next. Girusa. What is girusa? Girusa is osir. What is a girusa? An oif. It's a certain type of bird. One of the certain types of bird is forbidden.
But
lishana
yeah.
De kavra. The tongue of a fish. Mm. Adar is mazel dogim. And lishna lesman the other lishna bisha.
Can you tell you what kind of fish that is?
The girusa fish.
And it says the brain of a how do you
shibuta.
Call it?
A shibuta.
Well, how does he fight
shibuta? Lishna the shibuta.
Because I've heard of that fish. I mean that, yeah, it's...
Moisha the shibuta? Chazir,
shibuta.
Chazir is also. And Moicha, the Shibuta's mother.
Species of a kosher fish whose brains taste the same as pork meat.
Girusa. Girusa is a non-kosher bird. A delicacy. A sometimes non-kosher bird. Lishana de cabra, the tongue of a fish. Okay, this all fits in less man the other lishna bisha ke haman.
Yeah,
we were many halachas. We were many halachas. When Haman went achashverosh. He issued an accusation. He went through all of the Jewish halachas,
right.
Medrash,
and he goes
and he enumerates all of the different sins, all of the Targum, and a lot of things that he writes over there. We ourselves never heard of. We never heard of. And the Pesukim they extrapolate from what Haman said to Mordechai, Mamish halacha lemahalach, piske halacha. All of these strange things. One thing is Shabbos Hayoyim, Pesach Hayoyim. The Jews never want to do work. Every time yesterday they always say Shabbos. It's Pesach, Shabbos Hayoyim, Pesach Hayoyim.
He threw the Sheshbesh dice in the sea, and it came up Aleph Gimel
Agag.
Agag. He was so excited. Agag.
That's a very strong word because the other side was the dove.
He said that the other side is Nep Venapachu. The other side of the dice of 1 through 3 is 6.
David.
4-4.
It's a very problem with
David.
That part. I heard from a woman. I heard.
Such a man.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's a medrash.
I heard a woman quote this, and she said it doesn't make any sense because
never heard this.
Because Purim has nothing to do with David. Purim is all about Shaul.
Right.
David is out of the box. There's no krovets. When you say krovets, you
right.
Skip es tzemach David.
Right.
So this word that Agag is the opposite side of David, the letters of the dice. When you throw a dice, so it came out Agag, and the opposite of Agag is David. But David is not the one who is poor holiday.
None of his descendants were the ones who came through.
Well, lost lover.
Say for poor.
For Purim. Okay, weiter. Weiter. Eishes ish. Weiter. Eishes ish. Rabbi said Eishes is a prohibition. Ish, you mean Binyamin. Binyamin. Ish, you mean Hoyad, Bishoshana Biro. Weiter. Eishes ish. Shimi? Yes, you are.
He was from the Sanhedrin. He was no slouch. He was Shimi Bengera. I mean, he was Chai Misatak. He was put to death.
Eishes ish is forbidden. Gerusha. b'chaye ba'ala.
What does that mean?
What is a gush? Look at Rashi.
It just means any divorcee is mutter.
Grusha. A gurusha b'chaye balam eshes ish is aser. So yeah. What happens if the woman gets divorced?
Yeah.
If the woman gets divorced, now is another man allowed to marry her? Certainly, he's allowed to marry her. Oh, but she is a gurusha. So
but she is an eshes ish. She
was. In other words, the Gemara is saying is that the tam, the relation, the fact that her husband. What?
How does it happen
at the same time? No, so I'll tell you the answer. This is the answer. Because if a man divorces his wife, he's allowed to take her back.
Okay.
Unless she marries someone else.
Right.
If she marries someone else,
and then she gets divorced.
She's not allowed to tov. She's allowed to go back.
Right.
Therefore, when a woman gets divorced, in the back of her mind, she always wants to keep her options open. Her options open that, you know what, maybe one day I'll go back to my husband. If another man marries her, he is now preventing her from ever going back to her husband. If an eishes ish is mizane, let's say you have a real married woman, and another man lives with her, is she allowed to return to her husband? No. It prohibits her.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So therefore, it's the same thing. A woman who got divorced, even though she is divorced, she could still go back to her husband. By another man living with her, that prevents her from going back to her husband. That's exactly the same principle as what a man does when he's born on Eishes Ish.
Yep.
Weiter. Eishes b'chai ba'ala, b'chai ba'ala, Eishes och, there's a prohibition to marry. It's easy. There's a prohibition to marry a sister-in-law. However, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. Yibam is mamish only to marry a sister-in-law, Yivama. Goya, there's a prohibition to marry a non-Jew. Yifas Toya, there's hechatins to marry a shiksa, in which the Yifas Toya. Be'ein milamecho bishop b'chalba. Oh, so therefore, this is what Yalta, this is Yalta's hakdama. Yalta was a rabbi. She knew
all
these.
Did you say Ramachman's wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she knew all these things. This was a hakdama. So therefore, she said, I know that the Torah was matir. Anything which is usher, I know the Torah was matir. She listed, enumerated all these halachas. So she said, I want now, based upon that principle, I have a right to assume that there are more things in this list that I'm not aware of. Basar b'cholov. Where then do we find the hechatims where we can have a tam a basar b'cholov? Bo'eino lemechal bishra b'chalba. Rav Nachman says to his wife, "Litaboche." He said to the butchers. They told the butchers, "Bring my wife a delicious kechal. Bring my wife kechal. Bring her the udder. Zviku lo kichole. Throw to her the kechal. Let her taste it. She'll prepare the kechal. She'll do shesi ve'erev toch b'koisel. She'll cook it. What's the problem?"
He says, without tearing them open at all. I thought you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, that's Moros Kash. That's Moros Kash. Exactly. From Macham to the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing a story to ask from this story on the halacha that we have just learned. We learn that when it comes to kechal, you have to do shesiv erev, you have to talk about kechal. We have a ma'isa shehoyu where the wife from Nachman, she wanted to have the tam of bas b'chol, and he told her, so I told the butch to throw us a kechal.
Without having
to do anything. So smash, that throw means you can do that doing anything, it's smash ma. So therefore, we learn you have to cut it open and do shesiv erev and talk. Because and for the Gemara, hula kadera. No, when it says in the Mishnah the after the kairo, that's why when he cooked it, because then the chashash of the milk will come out. Here she was roasting it. But it says over here, v'hakitani shabishloi. But it says the evidence. It says that in the halacha that if you cook it, which is mashma b'di'evid.
What do you mean? But you haven't.
Shabishla means that shabishla. Even when it comes to tzli, it's also not a lichat. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ha anan kari l'tanan v'hu l'kadera." That was l'kadera. Look at Rashi.
The
Machen argues with
Rav and Rabbi
Yehuda
that we said before. That's what he says.
Let's see. V'ha anan. Koyroi tnan, ahu look there, and the whole look there. The chi nafik mine have chalev shechuta. The chi hadar umivla lay osale when it gets reabsorbed. This that it says that if you do not rip it apart, you did not get Malkos. Rav Nachman Sule Kilishna Basha, the Rav Nachman Basha, Mitzoli, by roasting, the Sivay Vashla Pesach B'Rahyamim. What's the Kasha? He wrote his answer that even though it says Bishul, Bishul sometimes means Tzili. Okay, even though it says in the Brisa says that when it comes to roasting, when it comes to Bishul, then you only need to do, you do not need to do Shesi the Erev Toch B'Kosel. Oh, but it says Bishul. Bishul means to cook.
Yeah.
No lav dafa. Sometimes when Chazal use the word Bishul, Bishul refers to roasting.
But still, even roasting, you needed to do it.
Oh, that's Mars Kasha. But even when it comes to roasting, it says Bishul means after the fact. Even the Bryce that says when it comes to roasting, you do not need to do it. Then it's okay if you do not do Shesi Ve'erev. And Toch B'Kosel, that's only Bidi Eved. Now Lechatchila, how then?
By Bishul?
We're saying that the word Bishul was just a code word for roasting.
Yeah. Okay.
But even when it comes to roasting, we learn that it's only the words of the Bryce are Shebishloi after the fact. The language, the expression, the form of the word is, if you already did it, you took it, and you only did Shesi, and did not do Erev, and did not do Toch B'Kosel, and you roasted it, Yotza. But Lichatchila, you're not allowed to.
Where did we learn that?
That was the topic of the previous tomorrow. Previous stuff.
We just started up by saying what that. But
we
remember by.
We started in the middle because it goes back to the Mishnah. Goes back to the previous.
Rabbi Elazar.
Go look back at the previous Mishnah. Akechal koyroi umoitzi es chalovai. Loi koyroi in oivel lav.
Yeah.
You're not loi koyroi lav. So what does it mean loi koyroi in lav? Okay, but then the Gemara goes five. The Gemara talks about it. Okay, I don't remember.
And then he said, "Reb Moses, that's Shamas."
But the kashrut here is it's only the chatchila of Alketani Shabishla. Look, Bishla means that even though you are going to tell me that Rav Nachman holds like the Manta Oma that when it comes to Tzli, you do not need to do Shesi Ve'erev, and that is based upon the words of the Brice that says Bishla, it's okay, and he will translate the word Bishla to mean Tzli, and in the Brad Brice it says that if you do not do Shesi Ve'erev and Toch B'Kosel, it's still kosher, but still it says that only B'di'evet it's kosher. V'yoh Ketani Shebishloi. If you have already cooked it and now you want to eat it, okay, you can eat it. We let you eat it. Diyevidin, lechatchila loy, but lechatchila now. So if the question is, how then was Rav Nachman allowed to say to the butchers, "I'm giving you instructions. Go throw it." Go. How could Rav Nachman say to the butcher, "Go give my wife a piece of the kachal"? The Gemara says no. Huadin, they feel like that he love you. I did the kind of love is to say, but Keva, Shabishla, Bechalba, also, that feel the Nami, law, it's no good, Nami, Resha, Shabishla. Okay, so the answer is no, it's not a kasha. It's a Brisa. The Brisa talks about if you go and you cook the otter in its milk, is it kosher or not? And the Brisa says it's kosher. It's kosher. Mm-hmm. So the question was, but the Brisa says only going to be kosher bidi evet shabishul if you already did it after the fact.
Yeah.
But lechatchila, you're not allowed to take the order and put it and roast it and roast it without doing shesi ve'erev and toch b'kosel. Even roasting. And for the Gemara, no. B'emes Rav Nachman holds that afilu lechatchila, you're allowed to roast the kachal. Even without doing all three, you only need to do one, and you're permitted to roast the kachal. So why then did the Brisa say in the past tense shabishlei, which leads us to believe only b'di'evet? Because since the next part of the Brisa talks about the stomach, an animal drinks milk. You do a shchita, and then what do you discover in the stomach?
In the intestines.
In the intestines, and here's the cave. The cave is the fourth stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, you discover a whole gallon of milk.
Yeah,
whole gallon of milk. Are you allowed to go take that cave, that stomach, and cook it without removing the milk?
No.
Can you cook it even with removing the milk?
Can you cook it? Well, the answer is yeah. Well, you remove you're supposed to do the same thing. You have to do the same. It's not.
To do the same thing as the other.
You have to. Okay, well, the technique is I don't know exactly. But let's discuss something. Let's say you did not remove the milk. You took the kava and you cook the kava the way it is, you cook the kava with the milk inside, are you now allowed to eat the kava?
Mm-hmm.
No, afilu b'di'evet. You're not allowed to. So since in this price, so we're going to mention two halachos, the halacha of the kechal and the halacha of the keva. So therefore, and when it comes to the keva, it's not going to be kosher afilu b'di'evet. Even after the fact, it's not going to be good when it comes to the keva. You're not going to be yoitz afilu b'di'evet. So therefore, that's why we said shabishloi. With for stylistic purposes, both in the Reisha and the Seifa. But Einachinami, when it comes to the Kachal, if you don't, you're allowed to do that. Okay? Got it? Vait in the Gemara. Shabisha, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei li ze'ere, he found him. Liz Eri. I'll drink that. Ziri? Just goes everything we learned in life was wrong.
Right.
That's Torah was wrong.
What do you mean? He still says Ziri. I suppose says Ziri.
Also wrong.
He's lucky he's here.
Who says he's wrong?
You're going to argue about this?
Yeah, see, Vaiden. Nobody will put
it up inside. Nobody. Is it Ador or Ador? Kisleik, there too. Kisleik Rebbe Elazar Asheche Lizir. Amalei, Iketan de Asnei L'Rav Kichal. Do you have a Tana that taught the halacha of Kichal, who holds that it's also...
I'm sorry.
Is there? Did you find anyone? Is there anyone here familiar with the laws of Rav that Kachal requires Shesi the Eir and Toch because of Rashi? Rashi says, "Yesh kan misha shana l'Rav Kachal shebishlo b'loy kuriya asa b'achila v'lishna basho d'Rav havashmiel le l'Rav Elaz." We have two versions of Rav. We have Rav. There's a previous staff. That's the very top of the page. You see the top of the page. The previous staff of Kuf Tes in the base. Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rav, Ein Oyver Olam Mutar. Av Yanan Tnan, Ein Oyver Olav. Mivhud Loyavar, Ha Yisur Ika. The Gemara says, the Gemara's Maskana is there are two versions according to Rav. Okay, traditionally, Libra the Rav, the two versions according to Rav. So therefore, we have two versions of a person takes Kechal and does not cut it open and he cooks it. Is he Oyver on a Loisa say of eating Basar Bechalov? So he came to Eretz Yisrael and he asked, is there anyone over here? He asked him the question, is there anyone over here that has the same tradition as me that Kechal is Osir Afilu Bidi Evet? According to the first version of Rav, it's only also lechatchila, but it's kosher b'di'evet. The second version is also afilu b'di'evet. Is there anyone here? Achviyei l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdumi. Yes, there's another fellow here that thinks just like you, has the same tradition. His name is Rav Yitzchak Avdumi. Amalei ani lo. So he said, no, ani lo yishnisi lo kechal kol liquor. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Rav never. And it's not true. Rav never discussed halach of kachal b'sim. It doesn't make din. However, Rav did a matzav v'gad b'ged there. We were saying over here that you got a big mistake. This, you have a tradition. Rabbi Yitzchak told him, you're mistaken. This, that you have a tradition, that kachal is osra filu b'di eved, is not because Rav holds this to be me'ikr hadin. It's because Rav was machmir. The bikkur matzah on the open area where people were doing averos, the godar lo geder.
Originally, it was mutter.
Me'ikar is telling me ikar hadin. Exactly. Why? What was the ma'isa? Drav ikla litat lefush. Name of a place. Shami lahi itasod the kamer lechaver to shetad lefush.
What?
Litat lefush. Litat lefush. Close. Litat lefush, very good. Wow, Shame, maybe his name is Gematria. Shame lahi, this is a woman to come and look at the river, the bistro, kama, chalba boy livashule. A quarter pound of meat. How much milk do you need for the ingredients of cooking a quarter pound of meat? She was coming to ask.
She was
going on this when he comes to visit this town, and he's just walking around the streets, and he reads the Mishpacha magazine, and they have recipes. Whisk. You ever read Whisk? Whisk. That Mishpacha, which one is Whisk?
I don't read
Ami, you know, the Chalim's Ami Mishpacha, so there's a magazine, and they have reading the recipes.
You read all the women?
Bina's for the women.
Whisk. I only know Whisk for the collar.
Right, I thought that's what it was.
Bina magazine, they have recipes, and the recipe says that for a quarter pound of meat, you need X amount of milk.
So what happened?
So Rav was blown away. Look what they're doing with Isrim D'Oraisa. So therefore, Rav went to an extreme and prohibited any milk and meat ad kedekach, even kechal, even the olive.
Unless if it's roasted, unless it's
korach. If you don't do it, I feel the b'diavad is going to be asked. If you don't do it, I feel the b'diavad. So it's not because Rav Mikan holds it to be so. He holds until he holds his machlokes. This is the
Gemara of
the
Beta.
River the Bishra, kamachal b'vayi hilush. Amar lo gimirei the boss the b'chol of asar. You don't know this halacha. Iakav the kaasal like a kochale. He stayed around there and he went to an extreme. It's an utter exhaust, very good, and therefore everything became Masa. Rav Gad Masni Yachi, you have a different story, different version of the story. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Abba Masne, Aval, Kichal Shel Menika, Shanisiloi. A new version of the story.
Okay.
We have a new version of the dialogue between these two people of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak. And what was the Maisa? Rabbi Elazar ascends. He makes Aliyah. He comes off the plane, and the first thing when he sees is Ze'iri, and he says to Ze'iri, "Ze'iri, doesn't bother him anymore. Is there anyone over here in this Eretz Yisrael that agrees with me that Rav holds that if you do not cut open the kechal, it's osur afilu bidi evet?" So Ze'iri says, "You're a das yachid, but you're in good company. There's a fellow here. His name is Rabbi Yitzchak, and he also has a tradition that it's going to be osur. It's going to be osur afilu bidi evet." He meets Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak says to him, "You are mistaken. Rav never said it's osur mikra hadin. When you heard that Rav holds that it's osur niyachomer because Rav bikum motza the godar ba geder." Rav Kahana had a different version of the story. Masni Hochi.
This is in Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yossi, Rabbi Masni. I take it back. Rav Masni, yes, ditto. Rav Masni Hochi, period. Yes. The way you heard the story, the way the dialogue is exactly the same thing. However, now we come to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Masni, Avo, Kechal Shalmin, Niko Shonisiloi. When Rebbe taught the halacha that kechal is going to be asur, he's talking about a kechal of a menika, of an animal that's nursing. And because he was teaching, the halacha was only taught by a certain type of an animal, we'll explain, Rashi explain why, and because they were mefalpa, very interesting Gemara, because of the pilpul, they were engaging in pilpul, that's why he slipped. And he told Rebbe the halacha stam. He told Rebbe laws of the halacha stam without saying, referring only to kechal shel menik. Let's see Rashi. Yes. Rashi says, "Ani loy shanis." Go back. Rav Kahana masni hachi. Kimoy shemarnu. Shekain. That's what we said before. Kishen shakiver. Shekain sheshiv. Rav Kahana loy shanis. Loy shanis lekoga. Kechal menika. However, the third version was different. Shahaisa menika. She was nursing. The yesh bidadecha cholov konis harbe. The only time Rav paskind that if you take the kechal and you cook it or you roast it without opening it up,
and it's good,
you're gonna be chayiv loisasei. Is only when this animal is nursing. If it's nursing, it has a lot. There's an abundance of milk. There's a collection of milk, and therefore it's a problem. Oh, but what about the Halakha Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar, that's not what he heard. And he heard clearly that Rav said to him, even the halacha is, it's also no matter what. He did not differentiate between the kechal of an animal that's nursing and the kechal of an ordinary animal. So the answer is, Mituach Pulpulo Shel Rabbi Chiya, Shohu Mechudod Me'oit. Look at this beautiful Rashi.
Right.
Rabbi Chiya was a contemporary of Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
With a Talmud, I think.
With a Talmud?
Yeah, okay. I believe so, yeah.
And he also compiled his own Mishnayos.
Mechodet, he was very sharp. Mechodet means he was a very...
Very sharp. Me'oid, yeah. Very much. Umeivin me'atzma, uchasavar she'talmidav mechudodim k'moysa. And he thought that his students were just as sharp. Kishachazar v'shana lefnei Rebbe Chiya, shana le'stam. He taught him stam. So here it's
over here. Say a difference between a pregnant. So
there was Rav was a Rav and Rav. Rav was giving over the shir, and he was talking to his prize student. Mm-hmm. Who was Rav's? Who was Rav's prime student? Rav, it's not Rebbe. Rav. Rebbe Chia. Where did he own the shir? Rav is the one that said if you take the kachal and you cook it without, and you cook it without cutting it open, it's going to be basa b'chalav. When Rav taught this halacha,
Rav was sharp enough to understand exactly that Rav, there was a difference.
Rav only said halacha when it comes to a menika, not when it comes to a regular animal. I'm sorry,
Rav Chiv is not a talmud of Rav.
No.
Rav was just on the contrary. Rav was a talmud of Rav Chiv, not the other way around. It can't be.
Over here.
Rav was like at the borderline of the time. No, it can't be.
Rav Tanahu, Poland.
Yeah.
Now, let's see Rashi. Mitoch pilpulo shel Rebbe Chiya. Shehu milchudod me'oid. Umeivin me'atzme. Uchesavar. Who's Uchesavar going on? Uchesavar is going on who? It's going on who?
Rebbe Chiya, who was the teacher? Rebbe.
Yeah.
Thought that his student, which was sharp, was Rav.
Rebbe Chiya. No, look what it says here.
When he repeated it
Kishachaza
over.
Ushana lifnei Rebbe Chiya.
So then when he was repeating
So who's
over,
teaching? The no, one that's teaching is Rav.
Maybe the student is repeating over in front of his Rebbe what he heard from his Rebbe.
Yeah.
And no, he was repeating what over what the here. Rebbe taught.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not really what Rashi's saying. It appears here that Rav is the Rebbe.
It says, Rav heard Rav Chiya's teaching without qualification, that an udder roasted untorn is prohibited.
Rav heard Rav Chiya's teaching without qualification, yeah.
That an udder roasted untorn is prohibited.
Okay, so you're saying, but that's not what Rashi says.
Why do all udders?
All right, okay, I hear what you say. Okay, fine. I stand corrected.
Yeah, that makes more sense, yeah.
Uchesavar shetalmida mechudod mekumaisa shechosav eshon lefnei Rebbe Chiya. Shana lo istam uchesavar sheyavin Rav. Oh, he says beferes. Shein asa.
Very good.
Shein asa ela minika. Veloy haven. Rabbi Chiya did not realize that his student Rav made a mistake. Ah, so Rav really, he's not the originator of the halacha. Rav really got this from Rabbi Chiya, his Rabbi.
Right.
And Rabbi Chiya, his Rabbi, is the one who originally taught him only when it's the Menikah, but because he spoke short to him because he was so sharp, and then Rav went and he propagated this in his name to other people. Okay, very good. Halachal, so therefore that's the bottom line. So it's Chaz, we have Mais Shahaya, we have Mais Rabbi Lozo, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he meets Seir, and he has Seir, Ziri. I have a tradition of the previous stuff that I've contested in the base. Then we have two different opinions of Rav. What did Rav hold? The shayl is if a person takes an order and you cook it without cutting it open, is it also b'dieved or is it only also l'chatchila? There are two versions of Rav. Rabbi Elazar was a diehard person, believed that Rav hold that it's also afilu b'dieved, but that was not the common opinion. He comes to Eretz Yisrael and he inquires, is there someone here that maybe follows my version? Yes, there's one person. His name is Rabbi Yitzchak. He goes to Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, I'm afraid to break it to you, my friend Rabbi Elazar, you're wrong. Rav never ever said that it's also afilu b'dieved, and this that in your brain you imagine he hold that it's b'dieved, that was only because of the Ma'is of Shahaya. It was a city where they did not know that Basa B'chala was also is out in the open. How much milk do you need for a quarter pound of meat? And therefore Rav Bika Matzah v'gadu b'geder. And then we had the second dialogue. That was the dialogue between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak. And then we have Rav Kahana. He says the dialogue between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak was exactly the same thing. And then comes along Rabbi Yoisi Ber Arba. He says, no, that was not the dialogue. The dialogue was Rabbi Elazar approached Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rav, Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry to break it to you. Rav never ever said this, and this is you haven't, that Rav may have said it. It's because he was mistaken because he, his Rebbe, Rabbi Chi, who taught him this halacha.
So it's nothing to do with that lady.
No, of course not.
Right.
Of course not.
Mistaken.
Right. Because when Rabbi Chi taught Rav the halacha, Rabbi Chi thought that Rav was so sharp that it was not necessary to repeat all the details like I do.
And he misunderstood him. And what did Rabbi Chi really hold?
He really holds that it's mutter b'di'evit. There's no such thing of taking kechal and cooking it, and it should be also afilu b'di'evit. No such thing. The milk inside the udder is not called chalev shechuta. Chalev shechuta only has to come out of the animal before you do shechita. Any milk absorbed inside the udder when you do shechita does not have the halachic status of milk. And if it comes out when you're cooking into the pot and it cooks in its own milk, that's not called milk. It may look like milk, it may taste like milk, but halachically it's not milk.
Everyone
you should not do, but it's good.
Why?
Because it's not called milk.
Okay. In order, is that how we paskin?
We paskin. I don't know how we paskin. I don't know how we paskin. I do not know.
Do they sell?
We eat udders today?
That's what I'm asking. Do they sell it on the market?
I don't think so. I never heard any udders. I think so.
Five new one, next one.
By the way, this sounds very ridiculous. You said before about a cow nursing. I never knew a cow can nurse. Cow also has breasts. I never knew that.
The udders.
Oh.
The eagle nurses from the udders.
Oh, I see. Not only okay, that's the
right. Okay. That's the chab. Rave next shugman. Rave Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef iklau lebeira pape.
What does it have to do with nursing and not nursing? Every cow has
when
milk.
It's nursing, then there's an abundance of milk.
There's much more.
Much more. So then he was mach. Then he was mach. Then he held the blood that the milk has more the status of
that if you cook it without
you cook it without cutting it open from the us, but if it's not nursed, then it doesn't have the status. Next thing, Rav Rabbi Yisabar Bar Yosef Ikalachu Lebeira Papi Aisel Lekamei Tavshila Dukachal. They went to visit, and what were they serving for dinner? They were serving kechal. Welcome to dinner. We're serving kechal for dinner. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Achal. He ate it. Rav Lo Yochal. Amar Abaya. Rovin takola amay lo yachli, cursed him. What does it mean takola of gefel chutim?
Rovin that didn't eat it. Rovin Rabbi Yitzchak.
Rabbi Yitzchak. Rovin lo yachal. Amar by Rovin takola amay lo achal. Why did he call more takola? Which takola means shakul? It means he was bereaved. He lost a child in his lifetime.
Who Rabbi Yitzchak?
No, Rovin. Rovin. Ravin lost children.
You just said Ravin cursed Rabbi Yitzchak.
He didn't curse him. He said Amar Abaya. Abaya, when he addressed Ravin, he called him Ravin Tachil, the bereaved one. The one Ravin, the one who lost his children. Why don't you eat? How could he do that? How could he go insult him? Isn't that Pel de Gazak?
Yeah, it is.
How
could
he go and remind the person that he lost his children?
Ravin
Tachola, so halfway from Avoya, what it means. Amar Leochai. Michdi the bisu da pape barate is the explain. Mich, let's see. The bisu.
He's going to explain what Ravovin. Oh, okay.
Michdi, he tries to understand. Mich, let's see. The bisu the wife.
Who's talking now, Michdi?
Abaya is talking.
Okay.
Abaya was talking. The bisu da pape. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see.
The wife of Rapape.
The wife of Rapape barate the Yitzchak Nafka Havai. The wife of Rapapi was the daughter of Yitzchak Nafka Havai. The one who served. The one that's serving the meal. The hostess. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, more do ivoda hava, and her tata was a grosser mensch. Who is the hostess? Where do they come to eat the dinner? Where were they having this dinner?
At the home of
Iklahu Lebei Rav Pape. They went to Rav Pape. Who was Rav Pape's wife? Was the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha.
The goldsmith.
The smith. And he went, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was a grosser Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yitzchak Napocha Mori do Ivoda Havi, he was a Mori do Ivoda, he was a Maisa, whatever he did, people could, you could learn from his actions.
He's over Masim Toivim, yeah.
Therefore, Elav, therefore, the Gemara is saying that she was Mushba, the daughter, is a product of the home. If not for the fact,
yeah.
Elav, the Shmiel Lo, Mibei Nosha, if she not for the fact that her father, Nosha means her father. If not for the fact that she heard from her father's home that this is permitted, Lo Havi Avda, she would not have done this. The only reason why she is serving kachal is because her father, it's mutter. So therefore, how dare you? How dare you, Robin? You're holier than thou. You're not coming to my home to eat? Who do you think you are? You think you don't trust the kados? Robin did not trust the kashrus.
Right.
So he says, you're not doing this by house, in my house. My wife is the daughter of a Hilgamensch. She would never serve him something that's not kosher. Period. That's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara does not go right. There's no defense. No defense. Next. Another story. Besura le'ochle kochle. In Sura, there was Sura and Pumpadisa, the two famous yeshivas in Bavel. They did not eat kachle, but Pumpadisa, achle kachle, they didn't kachle. They had machlekes, if it was kedai to eat kachal, if they should be involved with this. Rashi, it says legamre, it doesn't mean legamre. What it means over here is that they go through the entire process. Rashi comes and says, oh, everyone agrees, there's no question. Less man the polik than if he prepared in the proper way by doing shasi, the area, talk because let's mutter. What it means here that in Pumbadisa, in Sue, they did not eat it, it means that they did not eat it unless you went through all of the steps. Shasi the Eva talk because
so and Rava when he says he didn't eat it,
they ate even if you did not go through all of the steps. In other words, the standards of how many steps you need to go through in order to eat it was far more in the surah than in
so maybe Rav Avin is also the same thing. He would eat it unless if you don't.
Mechardir and that, so what it means is that she served him kechal, that she did not do all three together. She did not do shesi, the air, and tach
because it was roasted.
That's right. Roasted. What if it's not? Let's say cooked. Cooked is
so we're talking about she served it cooked.
And therefore, you're serving it cooked. Therefore, that's machla because you have to look at tchila, go do the other steps. And she did not. And therefore, he did not eat it. Next story. Rami Bar Tamre, who is Rami Bar Tamre? He is here, it goes by another name. Okay, he declared bankruptcy. So therefore he has another name, Rami Bar Tamre, the who Rami Bar Bar Dikule, be Pubadisa, Ikla Lusura, he went to Visur, Bimala Yom Pitbur, every Yamaki Purim. Apkinu, okay, everyone's playing with the phone over here. Afkinu Kuli Alma Lichsi, if he's sleeping, and you're playing with your phone, he's playing with his phone, so what am I talking to? It's all yours.
It has the same ring as mine.
What's it going to be? You're not going to hear this. It's going to be like you want to call.
Me.
Yes, go ahead.
Ravin, Rami, Rami Bar Tamre, who is he? He is the who? Rami Bar Dikule, Bipublisa. He is the same person, Rami Bar Bipublisa. Ikla Lasur, he went to Vitsur, Bimala Yama Dikipuri, Ari Makipurim. Akinu Kuli Amo Lich Choch Eili, Shadinu. So everyone was busy preparing dinner, food. They threw in the garbage the kechal. So it was a feast for him. So he picked up all the kachals and he ate it. Free meat. Had free lunch. Azl Ihu, Naktinu, Achlinu. Unbelievable story. Okay, so you want free meat. You want free meat. They go in this city, the minig is not eat the kachal. Because it was too much of a tircha to go through all of the steps of cutting it open, of shesi, the eivtach, because it's too much of a tircha. Therefore, since I'm not so machman all the steps, I don't do one step. So he was able to take from the garbage all of the kachals that were discarded and he ate it for himself. Why do you do that? Because I come from a city where it's mutter. So what? What a chutzpah. You go to a mokoyim where that's not the minor, and in their face, you do there what they hold to be usher. Where you come from, it's going to be mutter. But when you go in Rome, you do like the Romans. You go to a shul, you have to do what the minhag hamakom is. The less you know the halacha, the less the halacha chumri dam chumri chumri hamakom shiyotzim shem chumri hamakom shalach nisham. Amalei chutz litchum achletinu. You're right. I did not eat in their face. I did not provoke them by eating anything. I went. I took out that no one saw me do it. Uvemar tivi sinu. How did you roast it? In other words, how exactly? How? Where did you find wood? Where did you find wood there to roast it? You went and you took it out into the forest, outside. There are no ovens. What do you mean you took it out into the forest and outside the tchum to go into roast it?
Yeah.
Uvamah with what tivi sinu amulei bipurtzane. What a purtzane! I found some pits. The chartzon of the pits of the grapes. I found the dilma.
What's up with them? And the pits of the grapes? So
it's wood. It's flammable. He asked him if you took it outside the Torah to roast it. You can't go roast the chal in the presence of the people of the city, because that's a chutzpah.
Okay,
so he went to the chutzpah. Chutzpah, there are no ovens.
Yeah.
So what we have to, where are you going to find wood to roast it?
I found some fire outside.
How are you going to go outside the Torah? There are no gas pipes out there. There are no, where are you going to find the place to properly prepare it? I found some grape seeds. And grape seeds can be used as firewood. So yes, what do you mean? But those grape seeds may have been from Goyim. And if a Goy touches a grape seed, it becomes Yayin Nesach. So how can you just go take grape seeds that I found outside the Tchum and use it for fuel? The grape seeds may be Yayin Nesach.
And you're not allowed to have
enough. Of course not. It's also about Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. It's also about Hanah. How you going to go to Yayin Nesach? Have you? Amalei li'achas shnei masachoy deshavu. It was after 12 months. And after 12 months, now they didn't pay what this means. Rashi says, a very chesh. The time is all over the Torah. Lachim asurim, yiveshim mutarim, ve'elohim lachim kol shnei masachodesh. That if the date seeds are more than 12 months old, it already has, there's no lachluchis of yayin. So the Isser Hana is only on the lachluchis. Ein achinami, the goy taka touched it, and therefore the grape seeds have inside of it, they have it's yayin nesach, but after 12 months, it has been completely dried out, shriveled, dried out. There's no more lachlucha. So even if Taka there was some yayin nesach which was touched by a guy, but by now it evaporated, it's gone, and that's permitted. Vidilma the gozel hava. Maybe it was gezel. Maybe over here these grape seeds, they're not you, the gezel amalei.
What they're doing on the floor then in Hefker?
But still, the people put it away. A good kasha. Well, how do you know? But I don't know. Maybe someone stole it. They threw it there for some reason. Maybe you don't know it's yours. You don't know. You just can't go take things lying around. Everything has value. If he could have, if he's using this to go to make a fire, obviously it has some monetary value. V'dilma get the gozal have amalei yeush.
I was thinking of that yeush.
Why dekedachu buhu chilve? Because it was growing among the reeds, among the weeds.
I mean, grow. It was there.
It was thrown in an area where there are weeds.
And therefore,
it's been lying here for a very, very long time. And therefore, certainly the owner, whoever, if indeed it was stolen from someone, they would be yayish. They gave whoever ever getting it back. Yayish ba'olam have the kodachu, because it was blossoming among these seeds, chilfe weeds. Chazye the lo have manach.
Let's look at Rashi says, because they disintegrated, became like offer. No.
Hoyl miskalchim v'nir kavim v'lanidl v'nalidu misham shmanu in chayish. Since the miskalchim, it gets damaged by lying out there in this location. It's not good for these grape seeds. It must be the oil v'miyayim. Next, chazed lo yahave manach tefillin. He saw he was not wearing tefillin.
Who saw whom?
The ma'aser started with them. Rami bar dikulei mipubadisa. Rami bar Dikule was not wearing tefillin. Rami bar Dikule was in the city of Pumbedis. He came to visit who?
I guess he used to wear tefillin all day.
Right.
So where was the tefillin? Amalei, my time alei, manchas tefillin. Amalei, choyli me ayin hu. I'm a sick person.
Yeah.
And I pass gas. And the halacha is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Choyli me ayin part of that tefillin. Chazeh de lo have korame chutei tzitzis. Where are your tzitzis? Amalei, my time or less la chutei. Amalei, talish ulihi. Because the garment, although there are four, I'm wearing a four cornered garment, but it's borrowed. And the rule is, a talish shu'ula is potter from tzitzis.
What does that mean? Do you realize there's such a rule?
Yes, that's why the night.
What, are you allowed to wear a four cornered beggar that has no tzitzis? Even
correct. A talish shu'ula is part. That is why the famous bracha, the night of Selichos.
That's right. You don't make a bracha.
You take a borrowed talis.
Yeah, you make
a why? Because it's a machlekes apoyskim. Do you make a bracha and a talis at night? It's a machlekes apoyskim. So therefore, in order not to get involved in the machlekes, the night of Selichos, you take someone else's talis.
I understand, but this is a four-cornered beggar, you're saying.
A four-cornered beggar that does not belong to you is part of the tzitzis. You have to own it. It has to be your property. If you borrow someone else's talis, you're parted from making a bracha on the tzitzis. You're from tzitzis, and it's a bracha levatala to make a bracha on the tzitzis.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a bracha. I'm talking about if you let to wear something, a fork, arba kafis.
If it's not yours, yes.
If it's not yours, you will let to wear a bracha to do with the four corners?
A garment has four corners.
And it's not yours, you let to wear it?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, correct. 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 He was not wearing tzitzis. That is correct.
Why are you so allowed
to wear a garment? That.
So that's the reason why he saw him wearing a garment without tzitzis.
Without tzitzis. It was a talis shu'ula. Amalei my talis shu'ula. Amalei talis shu'ula. He says, a talis shu'ula kol shloishim yoyim petulim and tzitzis. Ad hochi asio 30 days. Once he was
like
more than
a
house. Right, yeah. Correct, exactly. That's why you see all three together.
No, it's shu'ula because it's like barred. So, like a barred
after
load.
30 days, they have a chelik.
You tell me some borrowed something for 40 days? After 30, you have to put on
tzitzis? Yes, yes, yes. If you borrowed it more than 30 days, tal the shu'ula, kol the shloishim yoyim, I don't know the halach. I don't know the tam. That's the halacha. Tal the shu'ula, kol shloishim yoyim, petulim and tzitzis. Ad hochi asio lechu ahu garva. In the meantime, while they're sitting around talking, there was a fellow. Everybody was a fellow that was brought to Bezdin. Yeah. He was brought the person there complained against that he's not mechabed his parents. There's no kibud avoei.
Someone else, yeah.
They're watching. They beat him up. They tied him up for against. They gave him malchus. Every monkey poor him. So this fellow, what are you doing? What are you beating him up? You're not going to give a person malchus because he's not mechabed's parents. The Tanya, there's a halacha. Call mitzaseh shematan sechora b'tzida in bezdin shematan musan alecha. If we have no right to hit a person for
being
oivern aseh shematan sechora b'tzida. Chazeno loch decharifas tuva. He saw that he was very angry. He saw who was very angry. You're very sharp. So he said to him, "I see you know everything. Every question I ask you, you have an answer for. Why this? Why that?
Right.
So I see you're an Eloi. Amalei ihavesa be'asrei Rav Yehuda achavina loch churpai. This is nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you would take me to my hometown of Yehuda, that's where I would see the real."
Then you see how we're even sharper?
Yes. When you're not in your location, when you're not at home, when you're only a visitor, then you're vulnerable, you're weak, you're confused. When you're at home, you're comfortable, when you're home territory, like a baseball game. Okay, your home territory, you're much sharper. Yeah? Good? Next Gemara.
How come nobody took him? How come you didn't ask anybody to take him in? This was Erev Yom Kippur. Nobody would give him a meal. He has to go eat people's leftovers in the garbage cans.
Because he would come into people's house, they would go and he would criticize everyone and tell them everything was doing no good. Right, next time when you go there to Eretz Yisrael, when you make Aliyah, ask the following Shaila. How do you deal with the liver? How do you eat the liver? Sauteed?
Or chopped.
Chopped? How do you do it? Ma atunbe, he slick when he went up Ashred of Yizrika, Amule Ano Shilakile Rabbi Ami Vachal. I cooked it. I prolonged cooking. Liver. Rashi says, Bishalti loyecha koved va'acholoi. You don't need to roast it. You can cook it. Cooking is sufficient. He also gabi amule lemesar. My shaila was not, of course, that when you cook liver, it itself is going to be kosher. If you cook one liver by itself, because the liver is busy giving out, the polid, it does not have time to take in. The shaila is, what happens if you cook a liver with something else, another piece of meat?
We don't do that, right?
We do not. All liver today is roasted.
But we don't cook liver with any other meat.
It's all roasted.
Roasted on the pit. So much. Yeah, I'm in.